The Mysterons, sworn enemies of
Deadpan,
possessing the ability to recreate an exact likeness of an
podcast.
But first, they must destroy. Leading the fight, one man fate has made
mostly harmless.
His name?
Jack Mangan.
Oh, look, it's Jack. It's Jack. Yay, Jack's on the ground. Yeah.
Hey there. Welcome to Deadpan number 76. Yes, that was Leanne Mabry of the Tag and the Seam podcast, as well as countless patio book and voice acting projects. And no, I did not get her express written permission to use her voice there in the beginning. I hope it's not a problem. But really, what's she gonna do? She ain't gonna do nothing.
Eat a dick.
Anyway. Hey, and welcome to Deadpan number 76. I'm your host, Jack Mangan, a.k.a. John Travolta. The Mr. Bungle song, not the bloated Scientologist. So yes, this is episode number 76. And I guess happy birthday if you happen to be born in 1976. As you can hear, my voice is all scratchy and crappy. So yes, I have pod throat. I can play this.
This is not a test. This is an alert of the Pod Throat Emergency Podcasting System. Repeat, this is not a test. The podcaster you are expecting to hear has contracted pod throat and cannot record his or her regularly scheduled show. The causative agent of pod throat remains unidentified, but all inhabitants of the podosphere are encouraged to clean their mics, run antivirus, and practice frequent and thorough hand-washing. Podthroat has not been observed to cross the feed-to-earbud barrier, but listeners are cautioned to send any get-well wishes by email, just in case. Check the show notes. Keep subscribed to this feed for more information. This has been an alert of the Podthroat Emergency Podcasting System. Repeat, this is not a test. To fill the gap in your listening schedule, you might try my show, the Adult Space Child-Free Podcast, at www.gettingby.net. I discuss child-free news and social issues, rant against improperly socialized kids and their parents, and despair against the Disneyfication, or excessive child-proofing, of parts of the world that aren't specifically child spaces, and the effect this has on free speech and general good manners. Every show ends with a dose of the happy things from me, Chris the Fixed Kitty. You know, queen of the nefarious space women. Feel better, Jack.
Yes, that soundbite mocks me. Apologies, Chris, and Wander, and everyone. You know what, I'm not even going to say it anymore. When Dirk Moonfire happens, it will happen. Well, you know what? Perfect timing for this promo.
You've heard J.C. Hutchins' hit podcast novel trilogy, Seventh Son. You've been thrilled and chilled by Scott Sigler's Earthcore. Tracy and Laura Hickman touched your heart with the Parsec-winning podcast novel, The Immortals. And T. Morris's lovable dwarf, Billabub Battings, gave new meaning to the term private dick. Now, prepare yourselves for the ultimate staggering work of farcical mediocrity as Indiana Jim presents Thesis of Fantasy, starring some of your favorite podcasters, Doug Rapson.
This is my boy, Bandit Fodder.
Jack Hosley.
No, Your Majesty, I don't think that's a verb.
Christiana Ellis.
My dad made me come here, so whatever. I'm a real honest-to-God princess.
Christopher Walker.
You have really done it. The whole planet may be destroyed.
Podcasting's Rich Siegfried.
You've opened up the floodgates with your impurity. There's no telling what rejects from the Star Wars universe are here.
Leanne Mabry.
You try getting an axe in the head.
And featuring Jack Mangan.
Everyone they brought before me only confirmed why I thought the whole thing was stupid to begin with.
Listen to what others are saying about Thesis of Fantasy. J.C. Hutchins.
Indiana Jim? Isn't that where the Hoosiers play basketball?
Michael R. Menengay.
This is the first short-form audio comedy from one of the newest members of the Farpoint Media family. And honestly, I gotta say, it's crap.
Brian Brown.
Indiana Jim has pulled together some of the brightest stars from across the podosphere. I didn't think it was possible for one man to bring down the reputation of an entire industry. Unless you count Jack Mangan.
Mer Lafferty.
It's been a long time since I've seen a podcaster with such potential. For him to throw it all down the toilet like this, it's just disappointing.
Unless you count Evo Terra.
Coming on Halloween 2007, you'll laugh, you'll cry, you'll kiss brain cells goodbye. It's Thesis, a Fantasy.
So he goes, I should be writing. Well, yeah, but not this crap.
Unless you count Scott Sigler.
Visit podcast.indianajim.net for details. Now.
Don't make me get the chicken scissors.
JMDP is the MFW. I love acronyms.
Greetings, Jack Mangan and the Deadpan. In honor of the meme-gasm that is the Deadpan coming back, this is the content of my pocket. Oh, by the way, this is C.A. Sizemore out in Phoenix. So, my left breast pocket, I have a notepad, a pen, and a stylus for my pocket PC that's in my right pocket. Breast pocket. On my utility belt, I carry a utility belt worthy of a stormtrooper. I have an MP3 player, Creative Zen, 30 gig, really nice one. I like it a lot, and I'm not an Apple clone, so I have a Creative Zen. I have, wait, that wasn't Deadpan. Sorry. I have also a handcuff pouch that has my cell phone in it because it fits the Motorola Razr cell phone that I'm talking to you on currently. I have in my third pouch, I have a Gerber suspensor tool. In a pouch across my belt, between these items, I have two pairs of disposable handcuffs. Those are the zip tie cuffs that you see the cops using all the time now. They're really nice because you don't have to worry about them. I also have a pair of Smith & Wesson handcuffs and another handcuff pouch.
Voicemail intermission.
A pouch full of disposable gloves, because when I deal with the nasty stuff I deal with, I tend to double bag. I have my work cell phone, which only gets used for emergencies and calling in and off of work. I have a flashlight, a simple old-fashioned mag light with a LED kit and a button plunger, because it makes it a nice light. I have my personal keys, my work keys. In my pockets I have my wallet, my personal pocket knife, and about $6 in change when I left the house. I carry a lot of $1 coins, so not that much. But that's the contents of my utility belt I carry every day for work. Keep it up and keep it dead pants. Later. Bye.
Unrelated do-over. I bungled this joke last episode. It should have been phrased as a question. Alex Trebek can eat a dick. Anyway, let's give it another go. Hopefully it will come out better this week. Especially with my raspy fucking voice.
Attention, we are just past the curse line.
So if pirates always say R, then maybe pilots ought to say L. And much better. In billiards, you put English on the balls to spin them into the corner. In politics, you put spin on the English when your balls are in a corner. Just don't scratch. Yeah, this pod throat thing is really sucking. I mean, how the hell could I have caught this? I mean, where could I have come in contact with these germs?
Fair winds to ye. Deadpan be the way, mateys.
You know, I think I've got it figured out. Dubshack is trying to find a shard of the Dark Crystal, right? So, you know, he's just, you know, humming and getting that resonant, trying to find that resonant frequency. You know, maybe if we team up, it'll work. So if you could just get Dub's message and play it along with this, we'll give it a shot. Okay, here we go. Okay, we'll try that some more. Here it goes. Okay, so I still got some allergies and stuff going on, so I can't really sustain it very long, but give that a shot. All right, bye.
I feel like I'm walking a tightrope made of yarn that's on fire, in gale force winds, in an earthquake, with no net, and nobody below to catch me, except for ravenous crocodiles. And there are snipers taking pot shots, with an elephant on a unicycle doing its routine on another part of the tightrope. And the elephant's on fire, too. And I'm dizzy, with blisters on my bare right foot. My left foot has no blisters because it's a peg leg, like Long John Silver. And I'm trying to juggle flaming skulls. And the direct center of my back is itchy, and it's raining, and I haven't slept in days. Stupid clown college.
Jack Mangan's Deadpan. Pop in your earbuds.
Hello Jack and fellow Deadpanites, this is Vanamond with an earbud section. Last week I went to a concert by Kate Rushby, she's a folk singer, and here in the UK we have a sort of stereotypical image of a folk singer as someone wearing a thick woolly jumper, holding the ear and singing I've Been a Wild Rover. And with Kate Rushby you cannot really get any further away from that image. No woolly jumpers, no ear holding and no wild rover. After the concert I bought a new CD called Awkward Annie. The CD consists of 11 tracks with a bonus track, and it's a mixture of new arrangements of traditional songs and songs written by Kate Rushby herself. Of the traditional songs, none of them really stood out. If I had to pick a favourite, it would be Bloom and Heather, but even that was better performed live on night than on the CD. Of the new songs, two that stood out for me were High on a Hill and Daughter of Heaven. I was really impressed, they really sort of hit home, and they were two of my favourite songs on the CD. The last track on the album, the bonus track, is a Ray Davies track called The Village Green Preservation Society, and it's a fun, silly little track he rounds off the album. I do feel that with Kate Rushby, you really miss something by not seeing her live. Although I enjoyed the CD, you're really missing out if you don't see her live in concert. And this concludes the earbud section.
Nobody loves you, but don't feel special. Nobody is a dirty, dirty whore. This is Marlo Diane, and you are listening to The Deadpan.
Why, sure!
Yeah, I know, we did the Greasy Spoon finale in episode number 75, but we can still play. This will sort of be the exhibition after the big championship that really doesn't matter. Kind of like the Pro Bowl. So, mouse click. We'll do four. The first, the Energizer Bunny says, actually, I really like their breakfast burritos. Alright, I'm not sure the right way to pronounce this. Apologies, Raya, if I get it wrong. Lyra always has the sausage egg McMuffin. We always go once a week, even though I shouldn't either. Parentheses. McD's food, like most food, is very calorific. Close parentheses. Next, Jeremy from Seattle says, France v. Ireland today, ellipsis dot, big game. Stupid Fado, ellipsis, charging $20 to watch it live. Next, the Energizer Bunny says, maybe the businessman was an Ozzy fan. And fourth and finally, Ditto says, Tarpon was really close to a very strange misspelling in that post. And, you know, just a quick thing. Every deadpanite is sacred. Every deadpanite is great. And I suppose if a deadpanite gets wasted, then the iPod gets quite irate. Anyway, point. Yeah, it's good to see Rhea, a.k.a. the Energizer Bunny, back on the boards. There are many times while she was away that a really clever, awful, witty, brilliant pun was desperately needed. And she indeed has quite the gift for witticisms. Whilst I just have a gift certificate.
Get him away!
Hey, boo!
Boo!
Say something.
Hey.
Say something.
Hey.
How are you?
Good.
How are you?
Good.
Who's your favorite superhero?
Spider-Man.
Who's your favorite superhero?
Princess! You're supposed to say, who's your favorite princess?
Who's your favorite princess, then?
No one.
Princess, no one?
Is
she at Castle Nothing?
Yeah.
And she lives in the Kingdom of Nowhere?
Yeah. Or the Kingdom of Nothing?
That's right, and she rules over nobody.
Yeah. And she's nothing.
And her brother, Prince Zero.
Prince Zero. Yeah.
Or Count Zero. Say bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Hi.
That's not bye.
So this is kind of amusing. I have some DVDs to copy that are on the topic of epidemiology. And the title has a special note underneath in parentheses, with bloopers. Just imagine those wacky epidemiology bloopers, like, here's Frank with a vial of antibiotic-resistant TB. Oops. Oh, gosh. Looks like Frank's going to catch up on his reading. Hope you've got lots of time to kill in the quarantine there, Frank. Ha, ha, ha. Yeah. Okay. Well, I kind of messed that up, but play it anyway. I'm not going to fix it. Bye.
So we had 4 predictions, right? Hold on, I'll tell you in a second. Yes. 1 for 713, another for 702, another for 857, and another for 752. Oh, what the hell am I talking about? This is the Greasy Jelly Bean game, where people try to predict how many comments there will be on the Deadpan site at midnight the week that the... I never say this properly. What the hell is the matter with me? Yeah, never mind. You know, if you don't know how it goes, sorry. I'm going to start all over. I'm flustered. 713, 702, 857, and 752. The total number was 674. Which makes our predictor with 702, that was Paul Mackey, is the winner. Paul, I still owe you something or other, don't I? From a past win, right? Well, you have a greasy jelly bean point now. Whatever that means. Enjoy it.
Spatula City!
Spatula City!
Ever see a shirt make a phone call?
I'm trying to use the phone!
Okay, so I'm driving to work this morning, and I go a different way than usual, and, you know, down a street that I don't normally go down, and so there's this house, and it's got the mailbox out front on the street, you know, that the carrier doesn't have to get out of his car, that sort of thing. And it's got the mailbox wrap on it with, like, a farmhouse and a field of wheat and stuff like that, and it's all... And then the next house down has a mailbox wrap with a farmhouse in a field of weeds and everything. And I'm just wondering to myself, you know, what is the motivation there for the second guy? I don't know if it's the first guy or the second, which one was second really, but what's the motivation there? It's like, wow, you put a mailbox wrap on your mailbox. It's very unique. I'm going to get the same one. That's about it. I don't really know if there's a point there. Interpret as you will. Talk to you later.
So as pre-outro babble, I guess, I've got to mention 4, maybe 5 pod people out there. First, I got to say thanks to Brian Brown, famous of the Farpoint Media, bunch of shows. You know who he is. He's a.k.a. the Golden God of Deadpan. Helped me to move some heavy shit. So thank you very much, Brian. You are indeed a Golden God. If only your name was Graham, you'd be Golden Graham. I told you I just have a gift certificate. I also have to thank Paul Fisher. He sent me from Japan. He sent me a postcard that he said reminded him of the battle scenes in Spherical Tomy. And I can see it. It's a, you know, maybe I can get my act together and take a picture of it and post it on the site or something. It's a very cool postcard. Thank you very much to Paul Fisher and Martha Holloway for thinking of me while they were off in Japan. And actually, I have a
dumbass memories
from Dragon Con. Now, there's these two East Coast podcasters. They're pretty cool people. I met them for a minute at a Farpoint Con in February of 2007, then again at Balticon. Now I'm talking about J.R. Blackwell and Jared Axelrod. And actually, you heard J.R. Blackwell in a recent Deadpan telling her and Cunnilingus story, which you really must hear. You can also hear that on a bunch of other podcasts out there. Anyway, like I said, these people actually gave me a ride to the bagel place across the street from the hotel at Balticon. I actually hung out and had bagels with them. There's some Flickr pictures out there of a panel at Balticon where that I was on with, I know I was on with Leanne Mabry, who was right next to me, and Matthew Wayne Selznick, and Jared Axelrod was also on the panel. If you see those Flickr pictures, he kind of had a very distinctive mustache. So, fast forward a few months to Dragon Con, and I'm waiting for Leanne to finish up with an interview, and I find myself hanging out with J.R. Blackwell and this guy, and we're kind of chit-chatting, and I say to the guy, oh, we've never met. And he says, yeah, we did. We met at Balticon. And then, with horror, I begin to realize what a dumbass I truly am. It seems that he had changed his hair around, and he'd shaved off that mustache that was really distinctive, and I guess in my memory banks, the guy was a floating mustache. So, apologies, Jared Axelrod. I realized too late who you were, and I felt like a big dumbass. But anyway, you guys can check out their work. They do good stuff, and 365tomorrows.com. Check them out. And there you go. That's my story. Wow, listen to my voice. Yeah, it's time to end the podcast. All right, let me check my notes. Mouse click. Let's see if we have any more outro babble to be done. Nope, that's it. In billiards, you put English on the ball. Nah, never mind. So, send me content. You can email it to me, it's sphericaljackm@gmail.com, or call it into my voicemail, 206-350-TOMY, 206-350-8664. And if you forget that, then contact Paul Mackey. He has it programmed into his phone. Oh yeah, there is important stuff to talk about. There's one more note. I will be at the PNMEs this weekend. And unfortunately, I didn't buy a plane ticket in time, so I'm making the drive. Hooray. And if you're going there, then I'll see you there. I recently went to Supercuts, and I got what I paid for, I guess. Yes, right now I have the worst hair in podcasting. And I suppose that's saying something, since this was all started by Adam Curry. So, I don't know. I don't even know why I bring that up. I guess that's a sign that the outro babble has gone too far. Well, good night, Deadpanites. Good night, Mush. I hope this episode in itself doesn't deter you from checking out episode number 77. I'm not coming back after the music.
I love you all. I love you more than life itself. But you're all fucking mad.
your touch, you move me, my dream and divide. You clouded in your edge as my suicide.
My love will drive me away. The sky has turned into gray. If you see I'm clouded at my edge, there's no silver lining, but my love is fading away.
All my love is strong. Go the distance, persistence. We are flowers that bloom. Your silence, you glisten, yeah, you light up the room.
All my light is dimming away. So please don't get in my way. Don't you know that flowers don't bloom? For they lose their perfume. Just like a love is fading away.
And your eyes are blind to the kindness, love-filled spirit of mine. You are hardened and rigid, and you're as cold as ice. Flying away, yeah, I'm leaving tonight.
Back.